Social expectation drowns us all inside. What you have should be what I want, 'cause what I have just ain't alright. The clothes I wear, the way I comb my hair, how I live, oh, I don't care.
Allahumma la uhsi alayka thana'an anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi. Subhanallahi al-azim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad al-Nabi al-Ummi wa ala alihi wa sallim taslima. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad al-Nabi al-Ummi wa ala alihi wa sallim taslima. Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal alimul hakim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul 'uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. Rabbana yassir wa la tu'assir wa tammim bil khair wa bika nasta'in ya fattah. Allahumma ij'alna du'atan ilaik wa ila rasulik. اللهم فقهنا في الدين وعلمنا القرآن الحكيم ربنا زدنا علما ربنا زدنا علما ربنا زدنا علما. Difference between getting and inviting thoughts. So today the topic is about thoughts. Thoughts in Arabic are called khawatir. These thoughts intadu'u إلى الخير, if they invite towards goodness, فهي إلهام, then they are known as inspiration, إلهام. And usually they come from a malak, an angel, or from Allah. وإن تدعو إلى الرذائل, and if they invite towards vices and towards evil, فهي وسوسة, it's known as وسوسة or satanic inspiration or promptings of the shaitan, and can also come from the nafs within also too. So there's a difference between getting and inviting thoughts. The intelligent lacks peace of mind. The intelligent lacks peace of mind. Let's understand the statement. The Honorable Maulana Thanawi Rahmatullah Alayhi said, the intelligent, particularly the very, very intelligent, lack peace of mind. How come they lack peace of mind? Because their mind is always occupied in thought. Ta'ammul, tafakkur, contemplation, muraqabah. Different types of thought. So they cannot experience special conditions. First chapter is about evil suggestions and their remedy. This book in my hand, Anfasi Isa, is a comprehensive book made up of many chapters. Each chapter comprises of innumerable sayings of Maulana Thanwi, Rahmatullah Alayh. It is difficult to read the book as a whole and explain it. So I read only the selected portions and throw some light on it so that the essential topics are discussed. Today I take up a new chapter, says Mufti Taqi Usmani. It is about evil suggestions and evil thoughts. What is the remedy and the cure for evil thoughts and evil suggestions? The remedy lies in brushing aside wicked thoughts. That's the remedy. Let's brush them aside. Maulana Thanwi, Rahmatullah Alayhi, said, the evil suggestions may be fought off by ignoring them. That is the remedy, that's the cure. Just ignore them, just brush them aside, just disregard them. That is the cure. Nothing more. The disregard is not the means, but the real objective. The real objective is the disregard. Whether evil suggestions are repulsed by it or not. In the same way, comfort should not be thought of as the real objective. Even if one has to endure distress all life, that is a gift of the beloved. لِأَنَّهُ لَيْسَ بِمَعْصِيَةٍ وَلَا إِخْتِيَارِيٍ وَكُلُّ مَا كَانَ كَذَلِكَ فَهُوَ نِعْمَتُهُ. It is not a masiya, nor is it something by choice. Everything is like that is a gift from Allah. So if one has to endure distress all life, that is also a gift of the beloved. لِأَنَّهُ لَيْسَ بِمَعْصِيَةٍ وَلَا إِخْتِيَارِيٍ وَكُلُّ مَا كَانَ كَذَلِكَ فَهُوَ نِعْمَةُ. Once this is not ikhtiyari, it's not masiyat. We must understand something, that no one is safe from evil suggestions. The Honorable Maulana offers a remedy for evil suggestions and for an often recurring doubt. People get suggestion and wicked notions frequently. Sometimes the subject wonders if he has become a kafir. There is hardly anyone who does not get evil suggestions. Such thoughts occur and cause anxiety when they occur, particularly to the one who has resolved to follow the path of deen. Such a person gets many, many temptations and he fears much. The religious minded get many suggestions. A person who is not concerned with deen, with religion, and islah, reforming himself, who is constantly involved in worldly pursuits and sins and indecency, such a person will not get evil suggestions. Evil suggestions come to one who turns to Allah and his deen, religion. He gets such suggestions that he begins to wonder if he retains faith, iman, or has lost iman. Starts to think about it. A person will get wicked thoughts about Allah, his deen, the Quran, the hadith, or the injunctions of the Sharia. If he does not get correct guidance, then he slips on the wrong path. Ma'ad Allah min dhalik. Pay no heed. The Honorable Maulana said that nothing but inattention, disregard to the evil suggestions is the remedy. Always remember that. If one gets such thoughts, it does not matter. Simply do not heed them. Do not heed them. Think not what the suggestions are. Don't think about them. Don't try to dig up in them. A sign of iman, faith. The occurrence of the evil suggestions is alamatul iman. That's a sign of faith, that it's happening to you. One of the Sahaba, the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, asked the Prophet of Allah, Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah, I have such thoughts that I would rather turn into charcoal than speak of them. What should I do? Look what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, look what he did say. He said, Dhaka sarihul iman. That is clarity of faith. That is clear faith. The fact that you would rather be turned into charcoal and you feel this anxiety and grief over it, that is a sign of clear faith, and you don't want to speak about it. So the Nabi alayhi salam said, "Dhaka sarihul iman," that is clear faith. The occurrence of evil promptings and suggestions, that is a sign of manifest faith. Dhaka sarihul iman, because it comes only to one who has iman. Only a mu'min can get these suggestions. One who is a kafir, a disbeliever, or a sinner will not see them and will not get them. Always remember that a thief intrudes where there is wealth. The Honorable Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Alayhi explained this hadith in this manner. A thief, a sariq, he said, will intrude only that house in where there is something to steal. If there is nothing, then why will he enter? Hence, this thief, the shaitan, the devil, enters the heart. He enters the home, the heart, because he knows that there is something there. If the same heart was bereft of faith and iman in Allah and His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then he had no reason to intrude. Hence, when you are beset with evil promptings, first give thanks to Allah that you have iman and faith. Otherwise, you would not have received the evil promptings. Anxiety is also an alamat of iman, sign of faith. It is a sign of faith that you are worried when you face evil suggestions and you feel bad about them. If there was no iman and faith, why would you feel bad about receiving evil notions? You would not worry about them. Thus, iman and faith causes you to worry. Why do the evil suggestions come? Why do they come? Al-Quran has Allah's words of consolation for such moments. Words of tasalli, words of consolation for such moments. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Innama an-najwa minash shaitan. ليحزن الذين آمنوا وليس بضارهم وليس بضارهم شيئا إلا بإذن الله. سورة المجادلة. These words have consolation for such moments. Says Allah, إنما النجوى. The نجوى, counseling secretly, secret counseling and whispering, من الشيطان, is from the shaitan. Why? لِيَحْزُنَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. So, for the believers, for those who have iman, to become sad. لِيَحْزُنَ. لِيَحْزُنَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَلَيْسَ بِضَارِّهِمْ. But shaitan cannot harm them, شَيْئًا, in any way, إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. Again, counseling secretly together, and secret whispering and counseling secretly, is only the urging and the promptings of shaitan, that he may cause grief to those who believe and they become sad, but he cannot harm them in anything except by Allah's leave. Cannot harm them in any way except by Allah's leave. The whispers are really secret counsels from the devil. This is Suratul Mujadala, of course. The whispers are really secret counsels from the shaitan. Hence, when you get them, tell yourself that this is a sign of faith. The shaitan, the devil, tries his hand at misleading you. So tell him that you will try your defense and put up your defense. But if you pay attention to the intrusion and think of driving it out, then you will get involved in it. Once you start to think about it, you get involved in it and will not succeed. The devil will achieve his objective. An example, Maulana Tanwi Rahmatullah Alayhi explains it to us through an example. A man has been summoned by a king whose messenger tells him that the king would give him an audience at a certain hour and also give him some gifts. So this man goes well attired at the appointed hour, but encounters two dogs on the way that bark at him from either side. Now he has to meet the king at the appointed hour. Will he engage himself with the dogs or let them bark and keep the appointment? Naturally, he must let barking dogs bark and go to his place on time. If he tries to shoo the dogs away, then he will be unable to make it to the king. In the same way, your worship, your ibadat, is your engagement with Allah. The whispers that you get are the dogs. If you turn to them to drive them away, then you will divert your thought towards them and the devil will achieve his objective. You will be deprived of attendance in the divine court. So keep occupied. Therefore, do not pay attention to the evil suggestions that you get. This means that you should not describe to yourself the nature of the suggestions you receive. No need for description to yourself. Rather, keep occupied. If you were about to offer salah, go ahead, offer it. Or to recite the Quran, then recite it. Or if you had some other task on hand, then accomplish it. Keep occupied. Do not let evil suggestions disturb you. This is the remedy, not to contend and do battle against them. Another course. My respected father, Rahmatullah Alayhi, used to say that if there is darkness, you cannot drive it away by waving your hands at it. That will have no effect. The method is to light a lamp and darkness will disappear from the area which the lamp illuminated. The devil's whispers and promptings are also darkness. Do not try to wave them away. Rather, light the lamp of dhikrullah. Light the lamp of remembrance of Allah, dhikr. Light the lamp of worship and obedience to Allah. Do not heed the promptings. They will disappear by themselves. Invite other thoughts. If you receive too many evil suggestions, then it is still not correct to try to dismiss them. As Maulana Tanwi Rahmatullah Alayhi said, the more you fight them, the more they will intrude. The more you fight them, the more they will intrude. The way out is that you engage yourself in some task or think of something else, or it is a philosophical axiom. An-nafsu la tatawajjahu ila shay'aini fi anin wahidin. An-nafsu la tatawajjahu ila shay'aini fi naffi anin wahidin. The nafs, man's soul, cannot engage and think of two things together at one time. Hence, when you get an evil thought and you put your mind to think of something or you begin to do something, then the first thought will evaporate. There is no incantation. We have seen that the first sentence in the Honorable Maulana's saying is that the evil suggestions may be fought off by ignoring them. Pay no heed to them. nothing else. People request to be taught some type of dua, zikr, prayer to ward off the evil suggestions, which they get in a large number. However, the Honorable Maulana said that there is no incantation, no prayer, except ignoring the intrusion. Just ignore the intrusion. Health is sought, not medicine. Health is sought, not the medicine. Next, he spoke a very fine thought. He said that the disregard is not the means. Disregard is not the means, but the real objective. Whether the evil suggestions are repulsed thereby or not. Take the example of a man who takes medicine for an illness. Is the medicine the objective? Rather, the aim and the objective is to regain health by means of the medicine, and because it is necessary to take medicine, so medicine is the objective, but for another objective. Hence, a patient who takes medicine waits thereafter for recovery, which is the aim. Accordingly, if medicine is ineffective for a few days, then the patient quits using it and approaches another doctor. Thus, the objective was not to take medicine. Recovery was the aim. When medicine failed, it was abandoned. The real objective. The Honorable Maulana prescribes the cure for temptations, bad thoughts, evil suggestions, in not paying attention at all to them. That's the cure. Keep applying this prescription, irrespective of whether it is effective or not, because it is not the means. This paying no heed, disregard, this is not the means, but it is the real objective, just to disregard it. That's the objective. If you practice it for a few days and find it ineffective, then do not give it up, for the treatment is suitable for all times. If temptations and evil thoughts persist in spite of the treatment, do not suppose that it is unworthy, because the treatment here, which is disregard, pay no heed, is the objective. It's not the means. Hence, it must be pursued even if evil suggestions are received for the rest of the life. Ma'adhallah min dhalik. Keep brushing them off. Keep brushing them off. They will recur, and you must repeat the treatment. Do it all your life. That alone is the treatment. That alone is the remedy. Comfort is not the objective. Comfort is not the objective. The Maulana speaks of another fine thought, that one must not think that comfort is the real objective. If you think that once you are relieved of the temptations that worry you, you will get comfort, then do not take comfort as the real and the near objective. Rather, the real objective is to pay no attention to the evil suggestions. You should engage yourself in some other work. If you take comfort as the objective, then you make personal delight as your objective. You make personal delight as your objective. Be pleased with the divine decree, the qadha of Allah. If the evil suggestions do not cease to come, causing anxiety and grief in their wake, then endure this hardship with pleasure, because that is the divine decree. If He, Allah, chooses that I should always be beset with the temptations, then it is His pleasure, and I should be pleased with it. Howsoever He wishes to keep me, that is better for me. If you are given a sharbat to drink, You are not permitted to see whether it is misty or clear. Rather, whatever the server gives you, it is his favor. It is not necessary that you should know the wisdom behind it. What suffices you? There are people who are troubled by doubts when they see someone apparently safe from evil promptings, apparently so. They imagine that so-and-so is safe and happy because he is a disciple and a murid of a certain sheikh, and that only they are subject to evil promptings and they are free from it. The others are free. They are with this sheikh. They must know that this conduct is impatience. Everyone faces what is proper for him. Everyone faces what is proper for him. And each has Allah's favor on his side. Appropriate to it. If they show patience, then Allah will raise their ranks manifold, which they cannot even fathom and understand. My cup is full. That's the attitude. My cup is full. Therefore, we must not see what others get. Don't watch others' cups. Our concern is to be satisfied with what we get. My mentor, my sheikh, says Mufti Taqi Usmani, Dr. Abdul Hay, Nawwarallahu Marqadahu wa Rahmatullah Alayh, used to recite an Urdu couplet which said, of what concern is it to me how much other cups have? Of what concern is it to me how much other cups have? Enough it is that full is the cup that I have. Enough it is that full is the cup I have. My cup is full. What is my concern with other cups? Clearly, what Allah has provided me with is equal to what all else have. Reward of patience is additional. Anyway, go on doing what should be done. Do not heed the uninvited temptations that come to you. Don't heed them. Don't pay attention to them. Don't try to analyze them. The difficulty that you encounter because of that is Allah's will and His qadha and decree. Be pleased with that. As a result, you will not be harmed because of the temptations. Besides, you will be rewarded for the hardship you endure and your rank will be elevated. In other words, you stand to gain and you lose nothing when you receive the temptations and the bad thoughts and evil suggestions. And if you are pleased and say, this is Allah's will and I am pleased with it, then you will get a reward also for being pleased with His divine decree. Besides the reward for exercising patience, besides that, to be pleased with Allah's qadha and decree. Hardship has to be faced. Hardship has to be faced. Be sure, no one in this world has tried for it. Take a king or the wealthiest of men. No one can get it because the world is not the place for perfect peace. So no one can get perfect peace here, be it a king or the wealthiest of men. No one can get it because the world is not the place for perfect peace. Allah has created three worlds. Allah has created three worlds within this universe. In one of these, there is complete comfort. Allah has created three worlds within this universe. In one of these, there is complete comfort and no kind of hardship or sorrow. It is Jannah. The other world is where there's all kind of pain, sorrow and hardship, and no comfort whatsoever. It is Jahannam, hell. The third is the world in which we live with a mixture of comfort and hardship. Comfort and hardship. Happiness and sorrow. Happiness and sorrow. And never, never pure comfort or happiness. That never happens. That we get pure comfort and happiness. No one in the world can have comfort without pain. Not even a king with every treasure at his disposal, a millionaire, an alim, a scholar, a scientist, everyone tastes pain at some time or the other. Therefore, given this proposition, you may show patience or be restless. The best course for you is to be pleased with divine decree, ar-ridha bil qadr, and submit. I am pleased with what hardship is in store for me. That will make you eligible for this tiding that Allah has declared. Innama yuwaffa as-sabiruna ajrahum bighairi hisab. إنما يوفى الصابرون أجرهم بغير حساب. Truly, the persevering will be paid their reward in full, without reckoning, without measure. In short, the contentment that one gets by being pleased with divine decree, قضاء, تقدير, is such as cannot be had in any other way. Let's listen to the case and the story of Bahlul Majzub. Bahlul Al-Majzub Rahmatullah Alayh. Someone asked the saintly man, that Wali of Allah Al-Majzub, who was known as Bahlul Al-Majzub, someone asked him, Rahmatullah Alayh, how he feared, how are things, what's going on, how he feared, they asked him. He said, I am very, very happy and enjoying. Oh, I am happy and enjoying, happy and enjoying. They asked, how? How is that so? He said, oh, what do you ask of the happiness? What do you ask of the happiness of one who finds nothing in the world going against his wishes? You asking about his happiness? Oh, what do you ask of the happiness of one who finds nothing in the world going against his wishes? Everything happens as I wish. Everything happens as I wish. We have to understand the statement, because we hear we will say, what, this is shirk, kufr, shirk. How he could say everything happens as I wish? And why do you ask of the happiness of one who finds nothing in the world going against his wishes? Nothing goes against his wishes. Everything happens as I wish. So he said, because they think he was a madman, Bahlul Al-Majzub. Because when you're Majzub, sometimes you're, this looks like a vagrant and thing. So the people wondered. The people wondered how that could be. How that could be. For there has never been anyone in the world, not even among the prophets, the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, who has his way. No one has his way. Not even a Nabi has his way. So he disclosed, he said, the truth is that I have surrendered my pleasure and subjected it to Allah's pleasure. The truth is that I have surrendered my pleasure and subjected it to Allah's pleasure. His will is my pleasure. Allah's will is my pleasure because I have subjected my pleasure and submitted it to Allah's pleasure. So His will is my pleasure. What pleases Him pleases me. And nothing happens in the world against His will. Nothing happens in the world against Allah's will. And so, not even against my will, because my will is His will. Nothing happens in the world against His will, and so not even against my will. Allah has granted me this peace as His favor and grace. That's a big ni'mat to have. Allah has granted me this peace as His favor and grace. So peace, itminan, tamaniya, sukoon, lies in submission to divine decree. It lies in submission to divine decree. Anyway, there is no way to achieve peace except by submission to divine decree and qadha. The choice lies with you to get peace through this attitude. Get peace through this attitude or be restless all life for peace and never achieve it. And this is a deep statement. The choice lies with you to get peace through this attitude by submitting to divine decree and being pleased with it. Or be restless all life for peace and never achieve it. In short, the Honorable Maulana declared in this saying that if evil promptings do not cease, even on paying no heed to them, you must not worry. This is a remedy for all times, and this is the real objective. And if that is the case with you, Allah knows best, and that's happened to you for a reason. The thing is not to get involved with it, and don't try to analyze it, and don't try to battle it, just ignore it. Like the darkness, don't battle and wave a hand at the darkness, just light a lamp. Rather be happy. Be happy and say to yourself that if Allah has decreed that for you, you are happy with it. Nevertheless, do not submit to them. Never ever submit to them. Do not follow them, these thoughts, by putting them in action. May Allah grant me and all of you a proper understanding and an ability to act accordingly. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Social expectation drowns us all inside. What you have should be what I want, 'cause what I have just ain't alright. The clothes I wear, the way I comb my hair, how I live, oh, I don't care. This is who I am, this is me. Nothing, everything, can't you see?